Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Kids
and Dunkin's Donuts
right here
on CITR 101.9 FM
right now. Is that okay?
Was Women from their album Public Strain, the song Narrow with the Hall. Christopher Reimer, who played guitar and sang with Women, died earlier this week in his sleep at the age of 26, and it's very sad. So my condolences go out to his family and friends. I know his sister a little bit, so I know Nikki's had a horrible week, and yeah, just my thoughts are with you, and I'm sorry for your loss. It's a really sad thing. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, later in the show, a call from Julia from No Kids. She's going to be talking about a new dance night that she's started that I've talked a bunch about. It's called No Lights, No Lycra. So she should be calling it the half hour. A lot of new Canadian stuff, some weird, I don't really know how to describe Phedra. They're from Toronto, although they claim to be a threesome from Monaco in both senses of the term threesome, and then a lot of local stuff too. There's a bunch of great shows happening this weekend, so I'm going to try and showcase some of those bands that are going to be playing. But let's start off with Phaedra. They have a self-titled debut album out now, and the song that I'm going to play is called In Decay. It's the lead single from the album. It has a not safe for work video. It's fun and nice, and will provide some levity. Here we go. Here's Phaedra.
Bodies, lying
February 24th, prepare for a visual and oral treat at the Interurban Gallery. It's the Wintermitt album release party and the David Thomas Mantle Art Show. With guests, aunts, and uncles, Kingsgate Chorus, and party DJs, it's the perfect way to spice up your Friday night. Advance tickets available from Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu Records. The Wintermitt album release party, February 24th at the Interurban Gallery, is proudly sponsored by CITR.
That was Paula from the album Relaxed Fit. That was the song Susan and Linda. Before that, we heard Grimes from her fantastic killer new album, Visions. That was the song Infinite Heart Without Fulfillment intro. Mm-hmm. And at the top, we heard Indica by Fedra. Grimes released her album earlier this week, and in doing so, is kind of all over the place. And she she took over a great music blog called Gorilla vs. Bear. So she posted 16 entries on this one day. It was crazy. So much interesting music, a lot of Vancouver stuff. Myths were up there, Mutators, some other things, and a whole bunch of Montreal bands. So Paula was one of the bands that she highlighted for her label mates. She's on Arbutus Records in Canada, and so is Paula. And I couldn't really figure out exactly who Paula is. Some of the Arbutus stuff is a little confusing. I don't know who exactly is in Silly Kissers, who's in this band Tops that I'm hearing a lot about that I really like. Paula's in there too. It's kind of confusing, but all of the music is great. So I guess that's what's most important. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. On a Monday night, Veronica Falls, Slumberland band, were in town, and opening for them were a great band called Bleached. I really like Bleached a lot, and I missed them, which was a real drag, but I did pick up their 7-inch. The 7-inch is for the song Searching Through the Past, and it's a great number. So we're going to listen to that, and then after that we're going to hear something from their label mates. They're on Art Fag Recordings, and so we're going to hear Colleen Green, who has a song called Goldmine. So we're going to listen to that. I'm not the most organized person today, but that's okay. You guys still like the music, at least. So we're going to start with Bleached, then listen to some Colleen Green, and then we're going to hear a band called Sauna after that. Okay, here we go. Here is Bleached with Searching Through the Past.
Boy, don't tell me I'm crazy. I've been searching through the past, thinking about what we
The Honorable Emery Barnes was first elected NDP MLA in 1972 and subsequently re-elected four consecutive times. In 1991, he was appointed Deputy Speaker and in 1994 became the first Speaker in British Columbia to be elected by a secret ballot of his peers. He was also the first Black person to hold this position in any Canadian province. A member of the opposition party remarked, "Your personal dignity, honor, and integrity are beyond question and reproach, and you are a most fit individual to sit in this very important position as Speaker." The main focus of his life and career was helping the disadvantaged in society, with strong emphasis on social justice, poverty, worldwide human rights, and world peace. He was active in developing awareness of Black history in BC and furthering the principles of multiculturalism, particularly in the public sector. Barnes was appointed to the Order of British Columbia in 1995.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
One, two, three, four.
Glitter Party would rule right now. That was the band Sauna from their Teen Angst tape. That was the song Glitter Party. I believe they're from Denver, Colorado. Fun song. Thank you, Sauna. Before that, we heard Colleen Green from her album Milo Goes to Compton, the song Goldmine, and at the top, Bleached with the song Searching Through the Past, a 7-inch on Artfag Recordings. Cool stuff. I think Julia from No Kids is going to give a call in 5 minutes. That's when I asked her to call. So we're just going to play maybe one song, and I'm going to do some concert listings. So the weekend picks tonight, Movie Land is playing with Scott Forbes and Dave Prowse at the Prop House. That's on Venables near Commercial. Dave Prowse, you may know from the band Japandroids. And Movie Land features members of Kidnap Kids, Aunts and Uncles, The Oz. It's really a super group playing tonight at the Prop House. Also tonight, E.G., who my friend Weldon says is the greatest. I haven't heard him too much, but we're going to get listen to a song from his new album. Half Chinese, Collapsing Opposites, and Falardo at the Zoo Shop. E.G. is visiting from Seattle. Should be a good time. Friday night, the Wintermits are releasing their album. It's called Oceans, and they're playing with Aunts and Uncles and the Kingsgate Chorus at the Interurban Gallery, which is pretty swell. So Wintermits, new album out. Also Friday night, Mattress from Portland is playing with Stamina Mantis and Kellarissa at the Zoo Shop. And both of those shows are all ages. So get out there, kids. On Saturday night, Student Loan Records are putting out their first record. So they're having a release party. And that's with My Friend Wallace and Watermelon. It's a split Watermelon, My Friend Wallace 7-inch. And also Coco. That's at the Astoria. Preceded by an art show of kind of record and music art at the Dynamo Gallery in the downtown east side. Also that night, Saturday night, Woolworm is playing with Eek, Hermetic, and the Courtneys at Interurban Gallery. So we're going to start off with some E.G. His album, I believe it's just a hymn, Zach Burba. And he's from Seattle. He has a new album out called Yourself. And this is the song It Happened. And I like what I hear. Weldon was right. It's pretty good. Here we go.
February 24th, prepare for the feeling of love, all the way from France, with special guests Mirkaz of Oakland, Little Queenie, also from Oakland, and Sex Church from right here in Vancouver. Doors will be at 9 and tickets are only $12. The night will hold a little bit of everything, from punk to psych and, of course, garage. That's Friday, February 24th at the Waldorf Hotel with The Feeling of Love, Mirkaz, Little Queenie, and Sex Church. Negative Nights at the Waldorf is proudly sponsored by CITR.
That was Winter Mitts from their brand new album, Oceans. That was the song People of the Eternal Sun. And just a reminder, the Winter Mitts are having their release party tomorrow night at the Interurban Gallery. Good stuff. And I used to, in high school, I was in a band with Shane McMillan, who is, I just want to double check that that's where... Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's at... I didn't actually double check that it was at... Oh, here we go. Let me just double check that it's at the Interurban Gallery. Yeah. Yes, Interurban Art Gallery. Okay, so Carol and Hastings. I used to play in a band in high school with Shane McMillan, who is now doing a lot more singing by the sounds of it on the Winter Mints album, so congrats to him. That's really swell. He's a very nice guy. Before that, we heard Watermelon, their new song, Sunburn. That's up on their Bandcamp, and I believe it's also the song that's going to be on the 7-inch that they're putting out through Student Loan Records. And at the top, we heard EG from the album Yourself. That was It Happened. Okay, so there's a lot of other local bands playing this weekend. I saw Luke Meat. Former CITR music coordinator. He had been doing a bingo night at Electric Owl, and it's wrapping up at Electric Owl, but it's going to move soon. But if you haven't been down to Mongo Bingo, it is a lot of fun. He is the greatest bingo MC I've ever seen. It's a lot of fun, and they're going to be resurrecting it at a destination TBA pretty soon. But he was telling me about the Courtneys, and I hadn't really heard of them. They played a couple of weeks ago with Korean Gut, and he saw them and was just blown away. They did a cover of U2's I Will Follow that apparently had him like just that blew his mind. So I'm going to play one of their demos. This is Social Anxiety. After that, some Juvenile Hall and then some Movie Land. Here we go. Here is the Courtneys, Social Anxiety on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sweet 2012 is a milestone year for the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir. The choir had its beginnings in 1982 to commemorate the 75th anniversary of Montreal's oldest black community church, the Union United Church. The choir was founded by Order of Canada recipient Professor Trevor W. Payne, Daisy Peterson Sweeney, who is not only the sister of Oscar Peterson, but also taught him how to play piano, and Reverend Frank Gabriel, minister of the Union United Church from 1968 to 81. 30 years on, the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir remains one of the world's finest choirs. This announcement is brought to you by UBC Radio CITR. Join us in celebrating the achievements and contributions of African Canadians during Black History Month throughout February.
That was Movie Land from their, well, their demos. They called them Songs for Reno. That was the song Sea Legs, and they'll be playing tonight at the Prop House with Scott Forbes and Dave Prowse. Again, demos live. I've seen them once. They played one show. It was great. They sound good. They've just started out. They're doing a great job. Good job, Movie Land. Before that, we heard Juvenile Hall. I'm not sure if they're playing anytime soon, but they have an EP out. It's called Got Caught, and that was the song Magazine Collage. And at the very top, we heard the Courtneys from their Bandcamp page demos. That was the song Social Anxiety. And you can see the Courtneys at the Interurban Gallery with Woolworm, Eek, and Hermetic on Saturday night. Ooh, lots of good stuff. So Julia from No Kids is at home with a broken foot, nursing her broken foot and watching the Back to the Future trilogy for the first time. So I think she spaced on the phone call that we were going to do about her dance night. I think that's okay. She's probably, she recently broke her foot. She's entranced by Marty McFly. It's okay. It happens. Maybe she's terrified of Biff. Maybe she just can't possibly get to the phone because Biff is so terrifying. I remember being very terrified by Biff when I was a kid. And then when the manure spilled into his convertible, it was just the greatest. Oh man, Marty McFly is so cool. So we're just going to move along and listen to a new song by my friend Wallace. So I misinformed you. The 7-inch is going to be My Friend Wallace with Better Things to Do and Watermelon How I Came, which was a demo of which was included on the CITR Pop Alliance compilation that I helped put out last year. So the song that we heard, Sunburn, is a new song, something different. The proper recorded version of How I Came is going to be the song that's on that student loan record 7-inch. So you can see My Friend Wallace with Watermelon and Coco at the Astoria at the Student Loan Records release party on Saturday night as well. So this is the song, The Color of Water. Here we go. Thank you. That was Father John Misty. I believe he used to be in the band. He was in Fleet Foxes. I don't know. I forget his name. But he records as Father John Misty. And that was from his new album, Fear of Fun. And the song was Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. Kind of a cool, creepy video with April, who's on Parks and Rec. She's in that. Anyways, good, interesting video. And great song. It's been stuck in my head for the last several days. So that's going to do it. Thanks so much for listening to Dunkin's Donuts for this week. If you like what you hear, check out the podcast. It's up at dunkinsdonuts.ca. A couple weeks ago, Jay Arner was on the show and the podcast messed up. So, an MP3 of that show is on SoundCloud. If, you know, I know there's so many of you who are dying to be completionists. So, if you absolutely need to have that show, go to SoundCloud and you can download it. If you want to check out the playlist and find that SoundCloud link, they're both at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great weekend at all those great shows. And we're going to close out with the Chromatics from Portland. They have a new cover that they put out of Neil Young's Into the Black. So let's give that a listen. All right. Take care, you guys. Bye.